You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How hot is it, you ask?
Dana, how hot is it, I ask?
A Florida man, has been banned from public golf courses as part of terms of his bail after he beat up another golfer over slow play.
How slow was it?
Well, there is a case to be made that, like, I don't think you should go beating people, but, like, I did say to Scott during a break, how slow was the group in front of him? Not funny.
Is that a big deal?
This is...
I don't know.
It can be, and I will tell you when it's 100 degrees out, yes. Yeah. So listen to this from Golf Digest, and then I want you to look up the video of the brawl. It is not this guy just smacking a guy.
Give me a name.
Just do Florida man beats up guy over slow play. It's everywhere.
Oh, you think I'm just going to get one video?
Slow play has been a hot button topic of late, especially in the professional game. But in Florida, it has led to aggravated battery and broken bones. That is exactly what happened in June when golfer Jason Hughes lost his cool with a slow playing group ahead of him and unfortunately decided to take matters into his own hands. According to the arrest warrant, he attacked one of the golfers in front of him, punching him in the face after telling him to hurry up. Hughes fully lost it when the group ahead kept chatting with each other on the green after they were warned. The two men were eventually separated by their playing partners. But there is video, and it did go, I mean, it went beyond
viral.
I'm
looking for it right now.
It went beyond viral. Bleeding and banged up, the injured golfer refused the deputy's request for an ambulance. His friend drove him to the hospital instead. He reportedly has an orbital fracture.
Which means his eye got busted.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, trying to find it. There's a lot of video from the golf course, but they're just talking to other golfers about slow play.
One local golfer told Fox 35 Orlando, if you're out here trying to be aggressive, you absolutely picked the wrong game to choose. Go do jiu-jitsu or kung fu. it's something.
All right, I can't find this guy, but there's other videos of people fighting on golf courses.
It is something.
All right. How many close friends do you need to be truly happy in life? Close friends. There's a new study out.
Six.
You need six close friends to be truly happy in life. Sam?
I think I'll pick something different. I'll go five.
Five it is.
Did he win?
He did. How many friends do we really need anyway? According to a new study, five seems to be the trick. They found, the researchers, that people with an average of five close friends reported having the most positive emotional health, while people with three or fewer close friends experienced a rougher time with their mental state.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce a new term to you all today, and this was in my stack yesterday, and I just didn't have it in me, but you just teed it up, so here we go. The new term is man-keeping.
Excuse me?
Man-keeping. From the New York Times, why women are wary of the emotional labor of man-keeping. As male social circles shrink, female partners say they are having to meet more social and emotional needs, thus man-keeping. Justin Loy is a licensed clinical social worker in Brooklyn who specializes in therapy for men. When he sees a new client, one of the first things he asks is, who are your friends? Who can you talk to about what is going on in your life? And almost all of the time, he says, his straight male clients look at him without missing a beat, Scott, and say, my wife, my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Their partners, he says, have become their unofficial therapists, doing, quote, all the emotional labor. And that particular role now has a name. It is man-keeping. The term was coined by somebody at Stanford University. It describes the work women do to meet the social and emotional needs of the men in their lives, from supporting them like any partner would, to encouraging them to meet up with their friends, or being in charge of the social calendar, which I, if I had to put a percentage to it, 90% of the social calendaring is usually the women. Am I wrong?
Oh, I take exception with multiple things here.
Go ahead. Please, okay. Sam, please. Go jump ahead. In.
Why don't you mansplain man-keeping to me?
So women want men to express their emotions.
Yes.
Until they express their emotions.
And then we're wimps.
No. That is not what this says.
Wait a minute. If you don't express your emotions, you're blocking your significant other out because you're not choosing to express your emotions. Mm. But if you express your emotions, you're overburdening your significant other because now they have to deal with your emotions. Mm-hmm. What are we supposed to do? Secondly, the social calendar. As a man who is pretty go with the flow, you know, I've got my routine, but mm-hmm. when it comes to a certain window of my day every single day, yep. I'm willing to do pretty much anything.
Yeah.
What is that window?
7 to whenever the heck I go to bed.
Okay.
After work.
And you're willing to, like, whatever.
I'll do whatever. My buddy hits me up. Hey, you want to do this? I'll go do it. If I don't say, hey, do we have something going on tonight? Or, hey, let me check with my girlfriend first. Or, hey, honey, do you mind if I go do this tonight? There's a problem.
Can I also point out another fallacy with this, whatever you're talking about over there?
We'll come back to it. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
I remember when I was younger, if I wanted to go out with the guys, mm-hmm. Oh, you're never home. You're never here. You're always out drinking beers with the fellas. Now you want us to go out with the guys.
No, what Sam just said. Sam just said five words. Five of his words that piqued my interest. And Sam, what you said exactly was, my buddy hits me up. Those five words, my buddy hits me up. What they're saying about man-keeping is that you don't have a buddy that hits you up.
But man-keeping sounds...
Your entire... social and emotional and all of the things in your life, which isn't necessarily a negative thing, but men need friends too.
But we've read study after study that says as men get older, their friend circle declines, women's friend circle increases.
It can be that way.
But it seems like man-keeping is more about emotional baggage mm-hmm. than it is about
That's how I'm reading it.
Friend circle to go spend time with. Guys are really good at spending time on their own. You want me to leave the house? I'll go find something to do.
There's a paper on man keeping in 2024 investigating why some men struggle to form close bonds. It is a growing and well-documented issue. In a 2021 survey, 15% of men said they did not have any close friends. 15%. That is up from 3% in 1990. So something happened in the late 90s into the 2000s. Where 3% of men used to say, I don't have any close friends, and now it's 15.
It became, well, I think it became more acceptable to tell, and I'm not saying that this is necessarily the reason.
Yep.
But there was a time in the 80s, two men would not tell each other, I love you.
I love you, brother.
No, just I love you. There are several people on this planet where I will end the call with, I love you.
Love you.
And they're dudes.
All the time. Yeah. The same report showed that in 1990, nearly half of young men said they would reach out to a friend when facing a personal issue. Half. 2 decades later, 20% of men said, yeah, I'd reach out to a friend. Meaning, I more often than not solely share those issues and conversations with my intimate partner. They're not saying there's anything wrong with that per se, but do you also not see that there are power in male friendships, Scott? You know this.
Of course I do. My closest male friend would be my brother, mm-hmm. without question. And then a guy I can't talk about because I can't talk about it. Sam is definitely on that list. But I don't know that I would... And Sam, don't take this the wrong way, and I know we're late to break. I don't know that if I was like having a crisis in my life that I would burden you with it. I'm not saying that you wouldn't understand it, that you wouldn't be like, you know, hey, let's talk this out. Let's figure this out. I just don't know that I would want to burden you with it.
Well, please feel free.
Well, thanks.
He'd burden me with it first.
I'll tell you to get over it.
what will you say? You'll just tell me to get over it. Get over it. Grow a pair. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.